Sure. That's the one that her uncle.
That's Jules, right?
No, this was a newsman that Candace's
newsman and Candace. Mm-hmm. I would.
But her uncle married them, Grandma Starlet's brother, Lucian Coward, who was a Primitive Baptist preacher. And he signed his name L.C. Coward, M.G.
No, man of God.
I said, Mama, what is M.G.? Minister of the Gospel.
Minister of the Gospel.
Gospel. She said. Yeah. I was flabbergasted. Instead of the Reverend, you know, L.C. Coward, it was L.C. Coward, M.G.
M.G.
It's on the wall in the living room. You can see it.
Okay.
And make a copy of it if you like.
I would. I would.
They did things differently.
They did. I'm using it, as you know, I've just never heard these expressions.
One thing that I wondered about, I don't know much history, is all the men were off at the war, and so many of them were killed. It seems like the women must have run the South for some time.
They did.
After 1860.
They did. They had to do the farming, everything. You know.
Even for the next generation.
What were those letters? I can't remember if it was from Wade's family or not.
Yes.
About, I think these were in the Confederate Museum in Richmond.
But you have the copies over there. You brought them over here and read them to me.
No, he took them back.
Oh, he did.
He took those back to Indianapolis.
But he was a most descriptive writer.
Yeah, this particular man was Sherman.
I'm telling you.
But I think these I read in the Confederate Museum, or either they're part of some of those letters of Wade's, where he writes to his wife, telling her what to do about so and so. These were Southern letters, though. They were about, I cannot remember, I'll have to think about it, but it was about what to do with the cotton. It's time to sell the cotton. Now it's time to pick the cotton. It's time to do something about the cotton, poison it or something. How to store it. It was how to store it and all this sort of thing. And she would write to him, and then he would answer her about what to do at home.
He was in a quartermaster.
It's not this man. It's somebody else. I can't remember. There may be some other letters somewhere that I read.
Well, they were... Well, during the war, it was very hard times, and they had to depend on what they grew at home. Of course, they had syrup from the cane and brown sugar, and the hogs had their meat, and it was mostly, and the vegetables they grew in the garden. They had that, and they had chickens, but they had no coffee or flour. And Grandma would take corn and roast it in the oven all very slowly all day and get it crisp all the way through and grind it on the coffee mill and make coffee out of parched corn.
I wonder how that tasted.
I don't know.
Pretty messy.
But she always drank it black, and my mother drank it black.
Well, who was the Aunt Queen or somebody who did the life readings in the teacups?
That was Aunt Queen. That's Mom, Daddy's elder sister. Her name was Fanny, actually. But being the elder sister, she was called the Queen. So she went by the name of Aunt Queen. She was Tish's mother. No, that was Aunt Millian. Aunt Queen was...
She was the Brownings.
She married Lewis first and had a bunch of children. Lewis's. This Will Lewis. His wife had died over here the other day, was one of them. And then he died. He was a very wicked man, very mean to her. And she and the children had to do the plowing and all that sort of stuff. And then he died, and she hired a man to come and farm for her, Doc Browning. And he didn't have much on the brain. He was a little bit stupid. But she married him anyway. I think mostly so that he'd continue running the farm. He did the farming. And And she had a bunch of Brownings. Just Charlie Browning was one of her sons around here. And it came a terrible storm one day. And she was getting the children all in and battening down the hatches more or less, and walked out on the front porch to see the, how much damage was being done. And there sat her husband in the only decent suit and shirt that he owned, all dressed up. She says, "Doc, what on earth are you doing with your best clothes on in a storm?" He says, "The storm might pick me up and set me down in Savannah, and there I'd be in my old dirty clothes." So he'd gotten all dressed up in case the storm set him down in Savannah. And so he was just that stupid. Oh, dear. But her hair was black as smut, and her eyes were green as a cat's. And Queen, I remember her.
Big Mama, I can remember Big Mama telling about readings that she used to read the tea leaves.
Oh, yes.
People would pass by, boarders.
Oh, yes.
Would pass by, and she read the tea leaves.
She always read the tea leaves.
But some young man came, and some young man came by, and she... it was the chicory or whatever, maybe it was coffee or whatever was they had to drink. She would let it get down to the very bottom and then turn the cup upside down and let it stay for a few minutes. And then turn it back up, and whatever signs were in the teacup she read. And this one young man she did this for, and she would not give him a reading. And Big Mama said that after he left, she said that she had seen ill fortune, you know, in the cup, his death or whatever. Jeez. and the young man died. He was killed in an accident, some type of accident on the way, on his journeys. He was a traveling man who came by, you know, drummers came by so often, and it was there at Big Mama's house that she was there, and that's where she refused to do the reading.
She wouldn't tell him what she saw.
She wouldn't tell him what she saw in the cup. And she said, I don't remember whether Big Mama said, she said something, but Big Mama could tell something was the matter with Aunt Queen. And she asked her, says, "Queen, what did you see in the cup?" And so she told Big Mama what she'd seen in the cup. She said she never told anybody that, though. If she saw something like that, she never told anybody that. Because of them possibly being so afraid that if she had read the sign wrong, they might make it happen.
Yes.
You know, just from fear.
That's right.
But I remember that tale that Big Mama told. She used to tell us about it.
Yeah. I got a lot of my information from the law, too.
Uh-huh. It's one
tales.
Of the things that she told.
That's right. Oh, there's a string in it. Did it burn your nose?